Ken Anderson, what changed with the Zach Clough sale? Because you did go on the record as saying it would take something extraordinary for him to leave Bolton Wanderers, and he's left. What changed?
I think when I made that statement, we were working with trade creditors, suppliers and business trading partners who were all being very supportive, the majority of which still are. One or two of those people subsequently were no longer prepared to support the club financially and give us more time, so therefore we had to find ways to pay those people. I had spoken to Dean, written to Dean, asking if he would contribute alongside me pro rata to our shareholdings. He on many occasions fails to respond to the emails or blatantly refuses.
Yeah, OK. Well, we need to point out that Dean Holdsworth has been asked to come on BBC Radio Manchester, and he's not here to defend himself. Let's move on to the accounts now. Please feel free to tell me I'm wrong, and I'm sure you're going to do, but because I'm a layman where finance is concerned, because I've never had any money. But does it appears to show that you've put some money in and then you've taken money out. Is that fair? Is that true?
It's absolutely true. Comments have been made that I put in £700,000 on five different occasions. That figure is, the total is correct, £3.5 million. It hasn't been £700,000 on each occasion. On one occasion, it's been over £1.5 million. On other occasions, it's been £350,000. The situation is, whenever I put money in, unlike anybody else, I'm the only person who puts money in unsecured.
Okay.
And if you look at whether it be every other person who's got money into this club is secured either by a first charge, debenture or mortgage, in some shape and form. I asked Dean to come in pro rata with me and he declined. And
well, I just need to reiterate again, Dean Holdsworth isn't here and he has been asked to, he'll do something later or not, we don't know. But moving on from that then, will you arrive at a point where you invest money in Bolton Wanderers without taking it out?
I think I would invest money now if we could resolve the issues with Blue Marble, which, as I've said in the past, they're not
and that,
my...
Just for confirmation, Ken, you would invest money without taking it out?
Yes. Yeah. And the only reason I haven't done that today is we've been unable to resolve the issue with Blue Marble, which is not my problem in actual fact, although it is because I'm part of the club, but it's actually between Sports Shield and Blue Marble, and until Dean resolves that issue with them, it's not something that I would have put money in and not take it back out, because I only make Blue Marble's position more secure than mine or the club's.
It is a tricky one. Any possibility of a reconciliation with Dean Holdsworth?
I never say never. I think it's unlikely unless Dean can resolve the issues surrounding Blue Marble or is prepared to contribute alongside myself on a pro rata to our shareholdings.
Okay, well, this might be slightly left field. If Dean Holdsworth sells his shares to another interested party, how would you feel about that?
Dean is unable to sell his shares to another interested party, as am I, as the shareholders' agreement makes it absolutely clear they have to be offered to the other person first.
So, would you like to buy Dean Holdsworth's shares?
I've made Dean various offers to buy his shares. We reached agreements in principle, and four times, now coming up to the fifth time, because he's just changed once again, he's reneged on the deal.
Right. I have to say once again, he's not here to dispute or agree with those comments. But you've made lots of statements, Ken, in the last few weeks. Any regrets? I mean, you know, do you consider you've behaved appropriately?
The regret is I prefer not to wash our dirty linen in public. But the problem is events have made that sometimes we've had to come out and say what is the reality and what is the truth, just so as people understand that. Some of the stories that are out there I'm having to rebuke or have a difference of opinion on because they affect our supporters, our staff's livelihood. Only this week, you know, we had one of the people who was thinking of booking a corporate event with the club said they're not going to now because they understand we're going to go bust next week because we owe £25 million,
yeah.
Which, again, that figure's incorrect.
But where do you see you know, this is a public spat now, isn't it? You say one thing, Dean Holsworth responds, you make a statement, he makes a statement. This can't be good for the overall benefit of Bolton Wanderers. This is not doing anybody any good, is it? When's it going to end? And is there a solution? Or will you both eventually have to say, you know, enough's enough, and you both, you know, clear off and somebody else comes in?
I think there's probably several solutions. One is there's a parting of the ways of one of us leaving the club. Second is somebody does come in and buy the club and we decide that it's best for in the interest of the club that we move on and somebody takes over the baton who may be hopefully better at running it and dealing with us. And the third one is that I think everything that needed to be said is out there and we don't need to say it anymore.
Okay, that's fair enough. But this situation, Ken, can't continue, can it? I mean, you're losing, what, £800,000 a month, thereabouts, £11 million a year, all sorts of speculation. And I know, you know, figures are bounded around, especially where Bolton Wanderers are concerned, might not always be accurate. But this can't go on, Ken, can it?
I think a lot of what the figures being bounded around and what the losses are have been substantially reduced. And as I continuously say in the words that I now hate keep using, commercially viable or commercially sustainable business plans, we have been working on that. We have put that in place. And the losses aren't going to be 11 million going forward. A lot is going on and a lot of figures. I know what the reality is. Other people seem to come up with speculative figures that are far wide.
But aren't these public accounts? It's not speculative figures if they're there for all to see and recorded at public a company's house, are they?
I think the figures are recorded at public at company's house. The figures which refer to last year's are absolutely accurate, and they were, in fact, not last year's, 2015. Yeah. And as I've said before my time, figures that are being quoted going forward are not public knowledge and haven't been recorded correctly.
What I'm going to ask you that question again. Where do you see, you know, the end to this? I mean, I'm going to repeat the question. This can't go on, regardless of the figures. Public spat with you and Dean Holsworth, two directors. You both say you want the best for Bolton Wanderers. I don't think you can even agree on what day it is, to be honest with you. This is not good, Ken. Surely, if this wasn't the business of football, it wouldn't be allowed, would it? We won't be chatting like this, surely. This can't go on, can it?
I think, as I've said, a week in politics is a long while. A day in football and business is even longer. And things come up and go down. And we have times when Dean and I do talk, don't talk. In fact, I think the last game that we both attended, we probably spoke more during that game than we have done for a long while. Maybe the same will happen today.
Yeah, OK. So more games of football means more conversation. How do you think the overall finances of Bolton Wanderers and, you know, what effect is that having on people who you have to deal with, or local business people who presumably are owed a substantial amount of money?
Most of the people that we've been dealing with, as I've said, we've made a great deal of savings. Only yesterday, Friday, we agreed with a firm of lawyers that reduced their fees by 35%, and which I can tell you is in excess of £250,000. And those sort of discussions and talks are ongoing. Previously, I've stated that we've saved hundreds of thousands of pounds. We've now passed the millions pounds figure. My own view is that things will get better. I have seen the projections and the figures that will happen for next season, both based on whether we stay in League One or we get lucky enough to get up into the Championship. And I can only say that things are a lot better going forward than what they were when I arrived.
What do you want to see happen for the benefit of Bolton?
I'd like to see the club get promoted this year, that we build a business plan that's commercially sustainable and viable, and that going forward the club don't get into a position it did before where the salaries are almost 98% of the income, which is the figure I think Deloitte's reported.
Yeah. And just one more time, this situation between you and Dean, you don't see an end to that, or you don't see a resolution? I mean, I think, to be fair, well, I can't see, I mean, I've been covering Bolton Wanderers for 20 years, I can't see a happy ending to any of this, Ken.
I never say never. Dean is, in the past, as I said, four times agreed to sell his shares. I do believe there is a, I'm not going to say it's a happy ending, but I do see an end in sight between the arguing between Dean and myself. Whether that means Dean is still here or not here, I don't know.
For the benefit of all, though, would it not be better if somebody completely knew, if it could, if a deal or a sale or use any word you like could be arranged? Wouldn't that be? Hasn't this whole situation got completely out of hand now? Where I say again, you make a statement, Dean Holdsworth makes a statement, people read the statement, they put two and two together. It's just a complete mess, isn't it?
I mean, first and foremost, that the statements that Dean makes are interesting, bearing in mind how little time he spends at the club now. He's never here other than the odd match day. He is entitled to financial information, which he's commented about that he doesn't receive. He's welcome to come in and talk to the FDs and various other accounts people about that information. Likewise with the football management side, or meet with me any time he likes. So far, he's chosen not to do that. As regards, would it be the club be better with somebody else? If somebody else wants to come along, as I've said many times, and take over the baton and can take the club further forward and has much deeper pockets than myself or Dean, we would obviously talk to them.
Is this not having effect with the players and what's happening on the field of play?
Inevitably, I think it will have an effect on the players, and the players obviously read what's in the press or on the radio. I think, you know, the players this year have performed admirably. If I look at this year compared to last season, with a lot of the same players, each of those players that were here last season, I would say, are playing far better this season than last. So maybe it's had a good effect on them. Interestingly enough, I think this week it was reported that Leicester were being told that if they got relegated, their players' salary would go down 40%. Likewise, if we get promoted, our players' salaries will go up that are still under contract. I'm sure that's a big incentive.
Yeah, Ken, let me just tell you, and I'll end with this. No Wanderers fans care about Leicester. They don't care. They just care about Bolton. Thanks for speaking to us.